Christmas.
So tirikusangana pano tinotenda Mwari.
We're meeting here. Amen. Thank the Lord.
May God richly bless you.
Mwari vakurupafadzi.
So tinoobserva all protocol wese dikani vese vanofanira kukudzwa. Could why please in
the thrifted, we do that in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Now it's my burden to give the word so, over to you. It's a big task.
We just need
the Lord to help us.
So this please don't put private interpretations to them.
Whatever we speak, amen. Don't put private interpretations. We just want to
amen.
Be a blessing.
Marizo, yandakaparidza kuchurch kwangu, ndodakuparidza nhasi uno. Marizo, can these bones live?
I've preached this message in my church. The title of the message,
amen.
Mapfupa ayangararama here.
Can these bones live?
Ko mapfupa ayangararama here.
Amen. Tisumuke tiverenge Bible redu.
Let's stand for the reading of the scripture.
Ezekiel 37.
Ezekiel chapter 37.
Verse 1 to verse 11.
Verse 1 kusvika 11.
I was hearing in the office there, somebody was praying over the request and so forth, and they was continually quoting this message and continually talking about the bones. And who was that one praying?
Brother Marunya.
Brother Marunya, where are you?
Brother Marunya, Muripi.
Yeah, man. It's like you looked into my
notes.
You know, it's a good consolation for a preacher when you hear something that resembles whatever you're going to be preaching about, you see, because preachers, you'll be looking continuously for, you know, for the assurance of God. Any little sign, any little cloud.
If somebody cops in tune with the message, you feel good. You feel things are all right.
Praise the Lord. God bless you, Brother Marunya.
So, Ezekiel 37
from verse 1 to verse 11.
Ezekiel 37, Papa 1 to 11.
The hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley which was full of bones and caused me to pass by them round about, and behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. Again he said unto me, prophesy upon these bones, and say unto them, O you dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. So you see,
hapana situation isingataurike naye namwari. There is no situation that you can't commune with. Even the condition you have today.
Yakafanana nemabonzo, brother.
The same with this
situation yako nasuno.
Your situation today.
Unyange yaura semabonzo, brother.
Even if it is as dry as this bone.
There is still hope for you.
Hachine tariro kwauri.
Hachine tariro. Never say, never give up.
Haikona kukanda mapfupa basi.
Unyange condition yako ya mapfupa, brother.
Even if the condition has become
there
bone.
There is still something that can resuscitate.
There
is something that can raise you up.
This
morning we are all
bonds.
We are
not in the state where we are supposed to be.
I am
not what I was. This
church
is not what it was back then.
But if you are in that condition,
this message is for you.
Can your bones live?
And say, can your bones live? You not being employed, will it live? Your wedding, will it live? Will the church live on?
Is the tabernacle,
will it live on?
Hallelujah, prophesy!
We are
here to prophesy.
The word of God, there is nothing that
amen.
The word cannot resuscitate. That they can be raised up again.
You
might have decayed to go into a terrible state.
Can your bones
live?
Oh man, that's good.
Zvakanaka.
Yeah, so I'm sure I'm preaching to people who qualify this message.
I'm preaching to people who qualify to listen to this message.
Amen. So it says, thus says the Lord God unto these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live.
Though
you can see the process. There is a process to restoration. And I will lay sinews upon you. And will bring, you see, sinews is the first stage. And will bring up flesh upon you. And cover you with the skin. And then put breath in you. Four stages. Oh, we'll see how the prophet says four is the number of deliverance. Unofanira kuita go through 3 and 4 and then the 4th one.
You must go through 3, 4 on the 4th stage.
But 4 unofanira kumuka chete.
The 4th stage you must resurrect.
Lazarus wakafama 3 days.
Lazarus
4 wakamuka.
3 days. On the 4th day he resurrected.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
There were 3 Hebrew children in the fiery furnace. When there came a 4th one, there was a deliverance. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Ruth had 3 men in her life.
Ruth angane varume vatatu mupenyu wake.
Ana Elimeleka, ana Mahlon, ana Kilion.
Mahlon and Kilion.
Vachirwara vachingofa, vachingoshata shata.
Dying.
But there was a 4th man.
Akazova nemurume wechina.
Hallelujah. Job.
Job.
Had 3 friends who came to help him.
Ana shamwari natu dzakauya zumbatsira.
They tried, you know, my quotations and everything.
Giving him quotes and scriptures.
But there was a 4th man. That came to help. Amen. There's been a Martin Luther, a John Wesley, a Pentecostal message. And now there is a 4th prophet. So something must happen to our condition. So say, I'll put breath in you and you shall live. And you shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a noise.
Oh,
we want to hear that noise. And behold, a shaking. Amen. A shaking. And the bones came together. Bone to his bone.
You must look for where your bone is.
And
they must dovetail like this.
They say, I don't know how many bones make up a skeleton. I used to know that in biology, about 150 or something. I don't know how many. There's so many bones. About 1, 2, 3, or 4 bones.
There's about 4 bones.
So the bone is
the other one. I was looking for the other bone.
Look for your bone. Look for another church to connect and
then you just dovetail and you start to cooperate.
You see. I'm gonna meet out away, Gabra.
Don't stand alone.
Amen.
Amen.
Born to his bone. And when I beheld, lo, the sinews and the flesh came upon them. And the skin covered them above. But there was no breath in them. Then, the second time now. Then said he to me, prophesy unto the wind, prophesy, son of man.
And
say to the wind, thus says the Lord God, come from the 4 winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as you commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived, and stood up upon their feet, an exceeding great army. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So the second portion now is when the breath comes in. That's Revelation 10:7.
Revelation 10:7.
Amen.
Amen.
After the prophet is gone, then he now prophesies the second time for the breath. Then verse 11 says, then he said to me, son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, our bones are dried, and our hope is lost. We are cut off for our parts. May the Lord add the blessings to the reading of the word. And kana uine chikumbiro chako chakumbira Pastor Mabugu vachiyachitifurira namnamato.
Ask Pastor Mabugu to open in a word of
just
prayer.
Just raise up your hand.
Kusimudza ruoko rwako.
And just say, Lord,
what is she?
Please speak to my heart.
Taurane moyo wangu.
Tinamate. Baba wedu makarurama mangwanani ano. Tinokutendai matiunganidza patsoka dzenyu. Tinokutendai mumwe nemumwe auya zvino aine zvaanotsvaka kuziva kuti imi Mwari ndimi munopa zvakafanira, munopa nenguva yakafanira nechiyero chakafanira. Tinokutendai neshoko renyu raverengwa. Baba makanaka, chiburukai muri mutse, bate miromo
ichataura, usataura
zvokusakanakukwanisa, asi itaure zvinobva kwamuri, chizoro chomweya mutsvene chichitaura nomiromo yevhu, zvisangane nezvinangwa nezvishuvo zviri mumwoyo yevana venyu. Tenzi pakupera kweshumiro ino tikukwanisa kuti yes, these bones are living. Imi Mwari munozvigona, tinozvigamuchira nokudaro mangwanani ano. Tangai nesu kusvika kwatinopedzera. Ndanamata nokutenda muzita raIshe Jesu Kristu mupenyu. Amen.
Amen. Thank you sir. So bless you. Amen. So this message of dry bones that we want to talk about this morning, as I said, it applies to every condition. It applies to the individual. It applies to the family. It applies to a church. It applies to a nation. Amen. It's a message of restoration. It's a resurrection of the church. Hallelujah. It's a resurrection.
Kumuka.
Something has lived.
Pane chinhu chakamborarama.
My bones anoratidza kuti pane upenyu hwakamborarama pano.
You see, bones, you know that there was life.
My bones anotaura kuti pane mhuka yakanga yakararama kana kuti pane munhu wairarama.
That there was something that was alive. There is something that died.
Pane chiro changa chiri kurarama changa chakanaka.
That was alive and
so
it was good.
Anotaura achiti,
the prophet said,
whenever there was a life, and it's now only bones, it means there is a groaning to go back to the original condition. Therefore, there is a restoration. This message is a message of restoration. Restoration to the original condition.
There is somewhere where you started.
But something has happened.
There is something that happened.
Sometimes and something has happened. And those things always happen. Message
in on
zero.
In the message,
the revival cycle of death and life. Brother, if you can just flash that message here.
The cycle of revival and death.
Yeah. The cycle of revival and death
has never
failed. Praise the Lord. So it's actually human. Kuti, many times we start zvinhu zvakanaka.
We start off well.
All the time we always have an original start.
And
then things go wrong. That's why the prophet says here, that cycle of revival and death has never failed. In other words, the prophet said to Israel, vanotanga vaina Mwari zvinhu zvichifamba zvinhu zvichinakidza.
Nyange
mukati memuchato munotanga murume nemukadzi muchidanana zvichinakidza.
You start off, everything is okay.
And then all of a sudden, something happens. Your cycle is that,
that's the cycle
program
referring to.
It's a complete cycle. And the prophet is describing it right here. But you can see it's natural, it's human.
Just like the sun. It rises.
It rises.
These bones are going to live again. I want to give hope to everybody.
But it's natural. But let me tell you, brother. If you've fallen down, don't keep lying on the ground. If you're
going through
a down period,
don't continue lying on the ground.
There is a resurrection again. There is a time when you become bones. And you are dead. Situation yako is gone.
Your situation is
but
gone.
But this morning, can your bones live again? Oh, come on, my brother. Your bones will live again. Your marriage will live again. Your church will live again. Situation yako will live again.
Your situation is going to live again.
Come on, take courage, brother, sister.
You must take hope this afternoon.
That's not the end of you. That's not the end of you.
When things go bad, that's not the end of
you.
When Adam and Eve failed,
God went back to restoring them again.
It's a process of restoration.
A certain condition.
It's determined that something must get to a certain condition.
He will not fail until that thing is restored back. Kereke will never fail again.
That's why the church will not fail.
You will never fail again.
A son or a daughter of God, you will never
your
fail.
Your bones will live again. So that cycle of revival. Never fail. All you have to do is recall this last move of God in the spirit. When men and women dressed like Christians, they went to church, they prayed all night. Amen. Shall we pray again all night? That's why last Friday there was an all night. So that means those times are coming back again. They took to the street corners. They were not ashamed of the manifestations of the Spirit. They left their old dead churches and worshipped in homes or old store buildings. They had reality. But where are we? It wasn't too long a time until they began to get enough money to build fine new churches. They put in a choir instead of singing to God for themselves. They put gowns on the choir. They organized a movement. and ran it by man. They soon began to read books that were not fit to read. They let down the bars and goats came in and took over. The cry of joy was gone. The freedom of the spirit was gone. Oh, they kept on with the form, but the fire had died, and the blackness of ashes is about all that is left. A few moments ago, I mentioned that John understood what it was to love God. That great apostle of love would certainly see it when the church began to lose that first love of God. That first love of God. Everything starts with love. Marriage starts with love. Roman and Jimai, good morning, to get together.
To get together, there should be love.
Apana qualification ino kunza ipa muchete.
There's no other qualification that brings you together.
Apana kuti uyu wanga akanaka kuti anga ine mari akanowa kuti akanaka, but it was love.
This one looked good, this one had money, this one had that. Wanga ruri
ndo. Aitsanangurike kuti chi.
Love cannot be explained.
But it just keeps people together.
Runongo ita kuti vanhu varambe vari pamwe.
It's a power.
Isimba.
It keeps a church together.
Rino bataniza kereke pamwe chete.
That love is God. So don't you know
Satan? That's the thing that Satan starts
whenever
to attack.
Whenever Satan comes to a people,
Satan agawepakapivan.
Anataka love.
Starts to attack love.
Because brother, because
love makes everything
go solution.
Love is the solution to everything.
Dio motivator.
It's the motivator.
It is
what makes those things that are impossible to be possible. Love covers a multitude of sins.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Ukatanga kuona ma mistakes muhama yako, it means kuti chiya changa takafugidza ma mistakes hachisi sipo.
If you start seeing the mistakes of your brother, that which was covering the mistakes is not there.
Ukaona murume wako ona mukadzi wake ane mahobi zviri kureva kuti chiya chiya chatisingakuita kuti usaone
that the wife is not looking as beautiful. Ukatanga
wakuzviona chete izvozvo zvakashata,
when you begin to see the bad thing,
waziva kuti chiya chiya chinofugidzira hachisi
which covers is not there anymore.
Do cycle yacho iyoyo.
That's the cycle.
But nasi uno tiri kuda kuti
asi mangwanana tiri kuti
gadi dzokere pakufugidzira maipo.
Go back to the first love. Let us go back to the first love. Let us look for it in the message. Is it possible to restore it to the former state?
You see? Love is not
what
do
I benefit?
That is not the language of love. Love
does not care whether you've done good or bad.
When you
first fell in love, you fell in love like the church.
Together.
You did not speak about all these things.
Hey, my brother, my sister.
And you are saying, my brother, my sister,
we are together in this. Hallelujah. And that love
made you go over the difficult times.
You went through all the difficult moments.
Kanani
family makavaka imba brother. Muchidya kupushwa muchidi. Musina chekupfeka and whatever
to something to dress.
You made sacrifices.
Makaita zvipirisiro.
Love makes sacrifices.
Rudo runoita zvipirisiro.
But something has taken it away.
Asi pane chimwe chinhu chabvisa rudo.
Kubvunzwa ma costs kuti wakandiitireyo, waitewo chi, waino. Ukaona zvakudaro chet.
When you see things happening that way,
cycle
the cycle is come back again.
We are
saying, let us go back.
Pakutanga type Pentecost.
Pentecost
at
the start. It had a state that it had fallen from. And God was saying, go
all
back.
All the time, whenever we come to Namuhari,
he says, go back to the first
church.
This church, we want to say the same thing. Let us go back to the first love. Let us go back to the first love.
Let us go back to the first love.
Let us go back to the state where we did not see the mistakes in the brother.
Amai kwanga siri demon.
Your brother was not a demon.
Wanga was in the serpent seat.
He was in the serpent seat.
Demon in the serpent seat. Something has happened.
Something has happened.
But can these bones live again? These bones can live again. How can they live again? By the word of God. The word forces the matter. And the message on the restoration, Brother Branham told us,
in the message of restoration, Brother Branham says, we enforce by the word of God. Something is not in its rightful state. We can enforce by the word of God. The word of God is the summer. It's
your power.
It's the power. It's the arresting authority that says, let us go back to the former state.
Praise the Lord. We all remember Samson.
He had he was raised up to destroy the enemy.
But some of
the enemy came in and shaved the head.
But Samson
knew that if you shave the head,
just like that,
then the hair is going to come back again. The hair will grow.
Mwari wakagadzira provision yekuti zvinhu zvinomera
zvakare. Provision that these things will come back up again.
Kana makambodanana munogona kudanana
foot. You have been in love, you can fall back in love.
Kana makamboita hama munogona kuita hama foot.
If you have been brethren, you can become brethren again.
Kana zvakambonakidza muchurch muno zvinonakidza foot.
Church was good.
Hallelujah.
Church can become good again.
Hapana chinoita this and now those things.
Nothing that can
You cannot annihilate nothing.
You cannot exhaust something until it's not there.
Piece of paper no dogera back to its original element.
Burn a paper, it goes back to its original element.
Kana ukapedza kereke inodzokera back to its original element.
The church will come back to its position.
It will come back again. Can these bones live? Eastly church can it live? I want to say Eastly church will live again. I want to say, Eastland Church will raise up again. It will have a parish again. Homes will be mended again.
Hey,
situations will change again.
Satan cannot destroy this
position.
The things of God are inexhaustible. They will come back.
The church will raise up again. Eastly will stand again. Eastly hyperadzwe again.
Eastly can never be destroyed again.
Hallelujah. Your situation will never be destroyed. God will raise you up again. Can these bones live?
Can these bones live? Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. David, watadza watora mukadzi wemunhu mapisarema 51.
It seemed in taking somebody's wife.
The prophet, brother.
The prophet, he was told.
David wakachema.
David cried.
Akati, Jehovah, restore to me the joy of salvation. Satan anobogona kutora mufaro wako kunanaka.
The joy of being in worship.
Can
you restore unto me the joy of salvation?
Sometimes you know you church, you
Christian, you
know
you
church, but you are not revived.
You come, you are not revived.
But David was saying, restore to
David
me. Where the salvation? As in mufaro of salvation.
Not salvation, but the joy of salvation.
Church.
The joy that is associated with being
salvation.
Enjoying your salvation.
I gonna go beer. Wagunakizwa salvation.
Don't let nobody steal the joy of your salvation.
There
is joy that is associated with salvation. Can you restore unto me the joy? The joy I would feel. In the church.
Can you restore
back the joy?
Because ukaona wango remerwa.
You see, you're heavily burdened.
You can say,
amen. You can say, amen. You say, Lord, restore the joy of my salvation.
Restore to me the joy of my salvation.
Usauye kuchurch pani kase muna akabarwa chibaro akabarwa chi
aposwa arikupekweredzwa
kudonzwa kuuya mchechi yanyaro kuuya mchechi
joy that's associated with
church Satan anotora mfaro iwoyo but nasi unoita Jehovah restore to me the joy
of my salvation.
Renew a right spirit within me.
Ndipeyo mweya mutsva mandiri.
Dzorerayo mweya wakanaka mandiri.
Can you restore a good spirit? Dzorerayo
maonero akanaka mandiri.
A good perspective.
Dione brothers akanaka.
A good attitude. Dione
my sisters akanaka.
See a brother or a sister. Dione
hama akanaka.
See a brother in the right
light. Renew a right spirit within me.
Dzorerayo mweya wakanaka mandiri.
Hallelujah. Do restoration yacho iyo yo.
That's the restoration.
Do kudzorerwa kwacho ikoko.
That is the restoration.
Ukaona wani mfaro wacho zvonawo uchiuya kuchurch.
Ukaona wani that you had some in church.
Uya dzorerwa zvakare maonero kwao ehama.
The right spirit has been renewed in you.
Amen. Ndoda kuchemera brother.
That is what we are crying for.
Because namo dzapinda pakatapa.
Because the trials of
timbo uya kuchechi zvekunongoti aiwa
ndogodini. Akwa
mutongoendawo.
Ya
duty zvino hey. Ndikasaenda vanhano zondibvunza
zvakare. But mfaro
hapachisina
bra. Wakungo
uyawo hapo paneka semunhu ari kudonzwa bra. But David was saying, renew a rightful spirit. Restore to me the joy of my salvation.
A joy to come to church. There is joy.
Nasuno kune mariro ana Oliver Mutukudzi. Kuru kufariwa vamwe vari kuridza. Mbareko dzaka achizombo ridza and so forth, you know. Ahambo ziva kuti vanhu kuti munhu wafa varimwe vari kuto jaivha vamwe vari kuto enda kumabhora vari kuto jaivha vanhu vari kufa.
So confused, they are jiving and rejoicing.
Hanzi neprofita vanhu vanofara vachiita zvavanofarira.
Ko seiwa makristo
tisingafarire kuita zvavanofarira.
Christians don't rejoice when they are doing
wrong. Dzoseraiwo mufaro wedu.
May you restore the joy.
Ngati dzoserwewo mufaro wedu.
Let the joy be restored.
Mufaro wedu wokunamata.
The joy of salvation.
Wee kufara kudzoti ndakuenda kuchurch.
Knowing that I'm going to church.
Akwana kuya church zvino akoma. Hey,
don't come to church.
Yeah, Sunday futi.
Remembering and you're saying it's Sunday already.
Sino togodi zvandakapinda message iyo yeye sino ndochadi.
I started this message. Zvakatoma
hapana zvandichatoita.
Nothing I can do, I must just go.
I cannot do anything else but.
Yeah,
Sunday futi. Wotongoya muromo wakareba kudai brother uchiuya uchichema uchiuya kuchesa.
You are remembering.
God forbid.
Mari God.
Ukaona zvadaro ama zvinobudira zvatoshata.
If you see things like that then you know God. Ukaona
zvadaro zvatoshata bro.
Things have become terrible.
Pane chimwe chakuita mabonzo apa.
There is something that is being fossilized.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I can hear the sound of abundance of rain.
There's
a revival. There's a right spirit in church, brother McQueen.
There's a nice
keep it up, brothers. Keep it up.
Yeah.
I hear one time the prophet says,
they don't fail to come.
You see the prophet speaking about that cycle of revival and things.
It means,
Mwari waitozviziva bro.
He knew that.
Vana veIsraeri vaifamba brother one day and the revival par Red Sea. Vana Miriam tambourine dzichaiwa dzichirira.
They were tambourines and rejoicing.
Vachifara.
They were rejoicing.
Pari kuti gare mbichanonzwa kuti aiwe. Iwe Moses ndiwe wega here iwe.
Moses, are you the only one?
Uno just sometimes uchiverenga Bible uti kova na chiko chakamboitika kune vanhu.
The Bible you start wondering what did happen to these Israelites. Vanhu
vane pillar of fire padhuze, vanhu vanga ina mwari ari
padhuze.
You know that brother. Usambe vapa mosva.
Don't give them food.
Iwewe yes zvinotaka kuzvinzwa nekuziziva zvaita kuti vapinde mumadoldrums.
And understand because what was making them do that.
Kune madimon.
They are demons.
Don't forget that, brother.
Usakanganwe.
Uchiverenga so Bible kuti kona iva na vaipiwa chokuti kavaipiwa mana.
They were given manna.
Kuti chaiva netsa vana.
What was troubling them?
It's the demons. Madimoni. You and me today, we feel this demon. What was going on?
What was going on?
They were in the pillar of fire.
They were in the pillar of fire.
In church, you feel everything is all right.
Sometimes church is an atmosphere.
There is a good atmosphere in church.
The
word is being preached.
You feel good.
Just step out of the door. Go back to your home. The demons will be waiting for you.
The cycle of revival and death always comes. Oh, brother. But I want you to notice, brother, kuti Mwari has always had an effort back to the original.
God has always had an effort to take back his children to the original.
In
the time of Joshua, they forgot.
They go back again to their things.
Struck by nations.
And then God raises up a judge. And
then
when the judge is
alive, things are alright.
There is
a new preacher in town.
And then he dies. Then they go down. Again.
And then the cycle continues. Then God will raise up another judge.
Revival.
Then they pray and they get revived.
You can see it's human
nature. Do not be disturbed.
Can I go through those kind of times?
If you're going through those times, don't let
Satan
lie to you. Your things are not yet done. Your story is not finished.
Brother, to pay. What the church had at Pentecost.
Can you give me the quote? What the church had at Pentecost.
Yeah. Munguwa takaita so munobodoku zgo mharidzo inomboku ito munhu kwae bra.
At times like this, you need a message that makes you feel like
in
a
moments,
good guy.
In moments like this.
Munguwa takadai.
You want somebody that tells you that everything is alright, brother.
Now that is a good thing.
My temporary moments are Hamadango. Ah, decide that Christo Chaco chase.
These temporary moments don't have your destiny as a Christian.
So he says, what the church had at Pentecost is her inalienable right.
Isingafanire kutorwa. It's inalienable. That is what the church was.
Because originally,
Pakutanga,
she had the pure word of God. She had the power of the Spirit manifested in diverse signs and wonders and gifts of the Holy Ghost. Hebrews 2:1-4 says, therefore we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard. Lest at any time we should let them slip. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience to the word received the just recompense of reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord, and was confirmed unto us by them that had him, God also bearing them witness both with signs and wonders and gifts of the Holy Ghost. Amen. According to his own will. That original church was not organized by men. It was led by the Holy Ghost. It wasn't very big. It was hated and despised. So don't be surprised if you are hated and despised sometimes for
when you are hated and despised for being a worshiper.
It was oppressed. It was persecuted to death. But it was true to God. It stayed with the original word pattern. Now, don't get led astray here. When I said that God and His ways never change, I did not say that the church and its messengers could not change.
Yeah,
but
a man can change. A man is a man. A man changes. When a man is landed upon by those things, you will forget about that person.
That's the name prophet Abana. A
man can change. One that's unchangeable is God. God is the only one that is unchangeable. A man changes. When the pressures are upon him, they can change. When those things have come, his demons.
Amen. The church isn't God, so she can change. But what I said was that because of the unchanging God with unchanging ways, we can go back to the beginning and see the first and perfect act of God. Amen. And then judge by that standard. So
this morning you must know that God does not change. If He has done something for you, He can still do that. If He has done that for somebody else, He can do that for you. You can trust in the unchangeable God.
Hallelujah.
Our God does not change. He does not change. But people change.
Amen.
So I'm not changing. You see, a man has changed. That's, don't be surprised, because a man being a man changes.
But God does not change.
Asimari avashanduki.
If you've
got something that you want from God, He does not change.
Hallelujah.
He can give you.
You still can approach God and still get the same things. Praise the Lord.
Amen. That's why the Bible says there is nothing new under the sun. The Lord keeps repeating the same things that He has done before. Today, the service might be yours. Tomorrow, it's not yours.
But you must
know that God does not change His pattern that He works with.
Down, mangwana, up for you.
You're down today, tomorrow you're going to be up.
Down,
down today, don't
be
down all the time.
Brother, sister.
God does not change. If God has blessed somebody,
Amen.
Rejoice with them that's being blessed.
Because
tomorrow it's your turn.
If you don't rejoice
with them that's being blessed, when it's your turn, they'll do the same. Do not be jealous. When
a
brother is being blessed, know that your turn is coming. My service is going to come. My day is coming. There is hope that today is my day.
Praise the Lord, brother. You know, that little commenter recently that in chat of Chipinge.
I was commenting at a wedding in Chipinge.
This expression, and there's
this expression that when people say, today is our day.
And, you know, in Ngiri, you see, when you go from far away, you're in your bra.
You've got a joy that identifies yourself with that wedding.
And when it is your day, and when it is your wedding, and it's your, you know, you are being blessed. Brother, you don't know how to chat, he's handsome.
And then the bride will be stunning. Everything is in order.
Because you are in love with what is happening. But when the wedding is not yours. Brother.
Then you're saying, but they're making noise. noise. These people, they're nuisance.
Kana zvimotikari zvatona zvakashata.
The cars, they are ugly.
Zvihembe zvacho zvevasikana vari kuperekedza zvinenge zvakaturikwa pamiti.
The bridesmaids are not even well dressed. I don't see the hype.
When it's not yours.
Kana usiri wako muchaturi.
You see, my brother. Fara kana hama iri kukomborerwa.
You must rejoice when a sister is being blessed.
Ukaona imwe hama yatenga motokari yakanaka
itamwari ndinokutenda. You must
be very nice. Kana hama ikatenga chikopo kopo fara.
By the helicopter rejoice.
You
say, God, I thank you.
Ndopa ndakukwirirawo chikopo kopo ipapa.
I have got an opportunity to ride it. Ndopa
ndichakwirirawo motokari yakadai. So
going to ride it.
There hama yako.
Your brother's car.
Haikana ngori zvinhu zvose zvakashata kana zvisiri kwako, bro.
Yeah, things are bad. Things are ugly when they are not yours.
Those must not kangani some church made
Jesus. It is something that disturbs us in the church.
Attitudes and mwe apakati.
Attitudes and spirits upon people.
Usafarira zviri kuitirwa mwari zviri kuitirwa hama na mwari.
Don't rejoice when somebody is being blessed.
Rejoice.
By the Lord.
Thank God for it.
Tienda mwari nekuda kwaizvozvo.
Because mangwana ndiwe, brother sister.
Tomorrow it's you.
Hazvirambe zviri pa next door. Mangwana ndezvako zvakanaka zvacho.
Will not only remain next door, they will come over.
So that is how it is done.
Though my tiro azvinoitwa.
The true church will always try to be like the original at Pentecost.
Kereke chokwadi inogara ichida kufanana ne pa Pentecost.
The true church of today will try to approximate that early first one.
Kereke yanhasi inoedza kufanana ne kereke yapakutanga.
Amen. And the messengers to the churches, having the same spirit of God in them, will try to approximate the Apostle Paul. They won't be exactly like him, but the true messengers will be the ones that come to the closest to Paul, who was free of all men. Do you see that, Amadrodika?
Notice that.
You know? Tichi tsagava tunga miri.
When we are looking for leaders,
kwete asingaiswe musoro muhapwane munhu.
Let us look for a leader that's not going to be overtaken or captured.
Wamunoziva kuti anonzwa kubva kuna Mwari.
No, that this leader, he is oramba
achitipa vhangeri.
Keeps giving us the word.
Haparidza zvinodiwa nanhingiwe pa next door. Haadiparidza zvinodiwa nanhingiwe pa next door.
Haana
kuswa musoro muhapwane munhu.
He is not captured.
Munhu kuti Mwari akataura naye Mwari. Anotaura zvataurwa naMwari.
He will speak the oracles of Almighty God.
That's the thing.
Donyachi.
Free of all men. Sold out to God. And gave forth the word of God only.
Don't look for a know-it-all.
Where did you hear that?
Munhu
wese unokura as your ministry grows with you.
Grow together with your ministry.
Kana mai chaivo mukati member unotokurawo nevana vako.
You're growing
uchitokurawo experience yacho uchitokurawo vana vachikurawo uchikurawo pane chimwe chinhano. You know kereke ichikurawo uchikurawo pane chimwe chinhano.
You grow as the minister there.
Tane vazukuru yezvino izvi, brother.
We have got grandchildren now.
Takunyatsoona kuti brother vazukuru ava tinovabata mushe.
Now we know we take good care of these grandchildren.
But we wanted to be my super daddy, super mothers.
We brought forth our children. We wanted to be super parents. We know everything.
You know,
don't do
and
this.
And we thought, you know, we would really be super, you know, parents. And we made a mess up sometimes. You know? Sometimes
overburdened the children and they became crooks as a result.
Now some regimes
don't
work. You
grow together with the children.
Our children, tinopengana tivazukuru unoona kuti kamuzukuru kandoita zvese zvakanoda bra.
And
we are not as growling and perfect as we used to be.
You don't do this.
Ah, they can do anything with you. Sometimes we don't know that
the grandchildren, they love their grandparents over their parents.
We have started
by having grandchildren first, then have the children. Lord, help us.
You go to God, he does the same thing. He does not kill you for, he knows. Legalism does not work.
Doesn't produce
a perfect church, has produced a perfect, has produced anything.
Perfect child.
It produces artificial.
It brings out artificial stuff.
That's why we're saying, when those people, free from all men, sold out to God, and they gave forth the word of God only, and manifested the Holy Ghost in power, none else would do. You have to work from the original. Amen. It's like, because like the true church will always be the one that tries to follow in the steps of her founders at Pentecost, and the messengers will follow the Apostle Paul. The first messenger to the first church age. He says, it is that simple and that wonderful. Amen. Praise the Lord. So, brother, you can see the history of Israel, the history of the church, the history of the sun, the history of trees. It's always death, resurrection. Death, resurrection. So you cannot help but go through those stages. But be certain of God.
You must know
your restoration comes back again. As the tree dies, so you die.
Even
naturally and spiritually. And as it also naturally rises, you also spiritually rise as well. So this message of bones is a restoration message. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now let's just move a little bit faster. Go a little bit more into detail in this message. Let's go back again to Ezekiel
37.
Amen. Let's see the process of restoration of the church. There is a process. There is a way to come back. Just take again from verse 1. Ezekiel 37 says, the hand of the Lord was upon me, carried me out in the spirit of the Lord, and set me down in the midst of the valley which was full of bones. And remember now, verse 11 says, these bones were the nation of Israel. And these bones can be you this morning. It can be this church this morning. It can be your family this morning. It can be your marriage, your finances.
If the finances go bad, somebody will not rejoice.
Satan, why the finances go bones?
Satan has made your finances to become bones.
This message is for you, brother.
We need a prophecy that restores us back. You don't desire such a prophecy in these times. I don't know which Zimbabwe you are living in.
I tell you, Zimbabwe is special, man.
Zimbabwe, yaka tsauka. We don't die.
God has got some prophetic something for us. I'm telling you, brother. Just hold on, brother. Don't despair. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And he caused me to pass by them round about, and behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. Dry condition. As the prophet, go into the desert and you find, you know, it roll itself now. That dry condition.
The dry conditions can do that.
Like Aaron's rod.
The chimbo ya Aaron.
Amen. Yakuzika, brother, ya smooth like this here.
It had become smooth.
Lifeless.
It's not gonna open.
But Paka, it was an argument about the priesthood.
Oh,
an argument about the priesthood. Do you know what? Don't let people argue about the priesthood and the pastor and who's going to be pastor and who's going to be here. No.
Bring it into the presence of God.
Let not men's words and arguments be, go ahead.
Let prayers be made. People must be brought into the presence of God. God knows what's in your heart.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's
not about being an orator and convincing and outwitting the next person. It's about what God wants to say.
Some brother, I'm supposed to get about Aaron.
Put them in the presence of God. Put them before God.
And they were put into the Holy of Holies.
Brother,
12 rods.
Give me your rod if you think you want to be pastor. Put it in the presence of God. Give me your rod. Put it in the presence.
Amen. You keep
quiet.
Put
your rod and start to
mature.
Put in your rod and keep quiet. Put your rod and pray. Put your rod and say, Lord, you must speak.
Yeah. And the following morning, brother,
Mangwana, road of Aaron,
it
had leaves, and it had branches, and it had fruit. Almond.
You are praise God, praise Amen. God.
You can pick in a road like that.
He can also do you the same. He can change you also the same. He can quicken you, brother.
It's not about arguing.
It's about what
God
has
got.
You've
got the road that must blossom.
And you can see the predestination. God knew what was in that stick. It's a predestinated thing. It's an election.
It's not
about
arguing
no.
and being forceful.
You know, no.
Let the leaves come out.
It's God. He made it alive. And he made it to bud and to bloom. You know. Brother, I know that's how. So, I'm going to shut you one. You know, just take the choice.
Just take God's choice.
So, my brother, I'm going to start to
take their road. Now that is an end to all arguments.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let God speak. Let God say who it is. When kunyanga usinga mude barukana mwari ati ndiye brother
you don't find that
chimbo yako onyarara
wenda kuro
ono nabata woni mwari chikomborera yo iye ya ne chimbo ya ita maruma
uyu this one that's got a road that blossomed
right now
amen
mashallah But you can see with sometimes, brother, people are so set in their mind because choice.
Sometimes people are set in their mind when God makes his choice, they don't want God's choice. You can never draw flowers on a road that is dry. Never. But why have you not blossomed my beautiful road?
I gonna get a private interpretation. Scripture.
I'm not implying anything or connoting.
I don't know about that.
I did not say. I don't mean it that way. The way you're taking it.
Allow choice.
I'm saying you must allow God's choice.
Amen. Aaron's wrong. And he said to me, son of man, can these bones live?
God will ask as because if he doesn't know the answer.
Because he wants you to say.
I don't doubt you to tell.
And then I answered, oh Lord God, thou knowest.
He's the one that knows.
Zirim future.
None of us knows in the future.
So that's why we must be very, very open and say, Lord, we want your will. Brother, it means you must be prepared.
To desire the will of God means you must be prepared.
It means your heart must be tuned to want God's will.
What bothers or what? You come before God with a preset mind. You've got your answer and you just want God to confirm what you want.
You see, God doesn't do rubber stamp.
God doesn't do that.
Atman. Zvino akakurambira manje iwe wapa usina pfungwa yakangovhurika kuti zvese zvindiwana mwari ndizvo.
If God doesn't approve your plan A, you'll be heartbroken.
Then you see
people being like Cain, you've refused my road, you've refused my sacrifice, now to away with you.
You see? And you wonder what one is against God. Yes, can I go my preconceptions?
Will people be wroth with God? Yes, if you've got a preconception, you've got a mind that's set already.
Yes.
When you want to worship, you must clean your heart and say, Lord, only your will.
That's
why the prophet says, come with the right attitude.
The right mental attitude.
You will rejoice with what God will do.
See, that's what the prophet says.
Lazarus went on, the brother.
You know. Brother, I want to come here. My attitude, friend, that today that day, that
we
saw.
Without attitude.
So, do you see where man?
Now you come after everything is done.
Do you see where?
You finally pick up.
I got to tell you that I'm not
coming. We're telling you that our brother is sick and he did not come.
Kusikira na Lazarus, I'm not coming.
Until Lazarus is now dead.
Then
you show up.
Funeral was even conducted by a denomination.
And the funeral was even conducted by a denominational preacher.
Takanyara, takaburidiram church.
We even shamed why we left that church.
Brother, just alone bukuita izozo sometimes.
Jesus will do that to you at times.
He does not come with Chirwara. He does not come after Lazarus. He doesn't come when he's sick.
You know? He doesn't come when he's dead.
4 days later.
He comes 4 days late.
Yeah. But the correct attitude.
Asimaoniro akanaka man.
My brother would not have died.
Lord, if you were here, my brother would not have died.
She can say, never mind.
Inini
ndadakura dzoda ndisiri mufundisi anongo mhanya mhanya pano rwariwa rwariwa and all those things pandauya ndichitoda rufu chairo.
I was waiting for even death to happen.
And criticize.
God will give the enemies the opportunity to criticize.
Brother, go show you to church. What I want to assistant war rabbi.
When assistant rabbi,
all those things,
something.
To my church, to no one is going to come. Many are not coming to church.
That are springing up.
You know that sound is never come. It's not even.
Pastor Wago.
I know about the messages. Sometimes you go through those disappointments.
I know some of you message believers go through the same disappointments.
Until you despair sometimes. But be certain of God. You
know how God works.
Amen. Lets you down completely to the level. But then he comes.
At
the darkest of the moment.
When
Lazarus was now bones.
Lazarus panga mapfupa.
Can these bones of Lazarus live again? Listen to that. Do you believe that, Mary? Yes, I believe. Even now, Lord, I believe you are the Son of God who was supposed to come into the world.
Hey,
when she showed that kind of supreme faith and a correct attitude, Jesus said, "Uchaona resurrection."
Then Jesus says, "You will see resurrection."
Mapupa Lazarus, achamuka manje manje.
The bones of Lazarus are going to rise.
Aromuka Lazarus, wako if you believe, brother.
Come forth if you believe.
If you believe, I am the Christ, the Son of God, that was needful to come.
Brother,
there is no situation beyond
hope.
Never say good about this now. Hope up.
Say, there is no hope.
Oh, the whole Bible, brother, it's God showing us. Don't never say about this sin atariro.
Now the whole Bible is showing us.
Situation in us about this sin atariro.
Never say never.
Apana situation in us the aichaita.
A situation
as far as God is concerned, he says. All things are possible to them that will believe. All things are possible.
You must tell the person next to you that all things are possible.
This message is a faith. It's a faith message. And Jesus Christ was demonstrating he was the Son of God who can resurrect anything. And brother, when we read the spoken word,
for God, there is nothing that is difficult.
Sarah was asked, is anything too hard for the Lord?
Is there anything too hard for the Lord? Say, is your condition too hard for the Lord?
Sometimes God lets you go down to that situation. So that attitudes can come out. Red Sea. Why not my attitudes, Evan? I know the Mongol. Do you know who I'm Bama Mani Moses? And the Maran got up with us, Maurus, got out of Maranos in Pinda, brother, a situation.
You will speak and let that which is in you come out.
Amen.
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 You mentioned things that you were managing to speak. And you've got those things and they will come out.
So
he will make you speak those things you didn't want to say.
Message time we are going to go through these tight moments. Let's believe God. Let's believe God. This morning, no matter what you are going through this morning, no matter what you are going through, brother, just learn that there is nothing impossible with God.
Yeah.
With us, it's impossible, yes, but not with God. Please, God, help us to believe.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Verse 4 says, and again he said to me, prophesy upon these bones and say to them, O you dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Praise the Lord, brother.
Amen.
When the prophet spoke, one time,
the Israelites were fearful.
Oh,
they were eating
awfully in Samaria. And all the donkeys.
Things are not yet there in this country.
Amen.
Amen.
In an instant like that, the prophet says, tomorrow, 50 cents.
He will buy a kg of meat for 50 cents. Half a kg of beef for 50
bond, 50
cents.
You don't doubt things.
When a prophet makes mention of something, let
a prophet speak.
If you want things to change, let a prophet speak.
Amen. Prophesy about your situation. You must prophesy about your situation. 2019,
prophesy over
when you prophesy, things will happen, brother.
Prophesy
finance, 2019.
Prophesy on your finances.
Prophesy on your health, 2019.
Prophesy
about your car, Zimbabwe, situation, yourself, 2019.
Your house in 2019. You must speak what you want today.
It's not presumptuous speaking. It's not prosperity gospel.
But
if you
want,
you must believe it yourself.
Nobody will believe for you. You believe on your own.
The
car that you're targeting.
And the prophet, identify yourself in the scripture.
Abraham says, Zuane Pauri Mugwa.
What, I am like that person in the scripture. I am like this, I am like this. Pentecostal.
Now it's different from presumptuous speaking.
Person scripture. What are scripture out in those and diri
issues? May you do it the way you did it for this one.
Then you prophesy. Then you speak it. Because it's based on the scripture.
No, you speak because it's scripture.
Praise the Lord. But if you want to change your situation, prophesy about it. Why can't I speak?
You get to a situation where you ask, I don't want this anymore.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
If I die, I die. If I perish, I perish. There is death
everywhere.
When you get to that condition, God will work with you.
You will prophesy.
Prophesy,
son of man, upon this bone. And say, thus says the Lord.
What is runs in a Jehovah?
See? Prophet Akataura, brother. Mangwana Mchange Maguchanyama Wan, Makaton, Mumunaka, Yadovato, Akawanoti, no Masokato, and Prophet Anu Dachet, Kurova, Prophet Mbama.
These words that this prophet has spoken, he deserves a good slap. Why did we are in trouble like this? And the prophet says, you that have slept me, you are going to witness these things, but you are not going to enjoy the blessing.
The prophet says, brother, don't figure out
when the word has spoken,
when God has said, believe it. Because God has a way of moving elements, changing things to suit what you have believed and prophesied.
How did it come about?
You know, outside there, outside the gate, outside the gate. Sitting there. We are just dying. So you know what?
Let us go to the enemy's camp.
Whether you joined yourself to the enemy and so forth, unenge washika brother pa area yekutenda.
You now mind what God is about to say or wants to say.
And God forces believers to that kind of situation. And brother, they now went to join to the enemy. And they started to walk to the enemy's camp.
Whatever the enemy does, there is no difference.
It's good kindness.
If they kill us, it will be a good kindness act.
And the Bible says when they were walking, the stamp of their feet sounded like a great army.
Yeah.
You know, battalion, yes. It sounded like a battalion.
Battalion.
You know, that's how God does these things.
God can amplify certain things.
Brother, let's believe those things. Lean not on your understanding. Mwari wakasika zvinhu zvakakurisa the whole world. He can do anything.
Everything. And Mwari anogona kuita chiro chiro.
So believe for anything.
Tienda chero chawada.
Ask for anything.
Kumbira chawada.
Believe for big things, brothers.
Tienda pazvinhu zvikuru.
Aiwa brothers, hey. Ucharamba wakazvimanika seko semapere mbudzi aya. Believe for everything. Believe for big things.
Tenda zvinhu zvikuru.
Ah, iwe nhamo ichaida kuti ugone kutenda, brother.
Nezvinhu
wachoni yedu dzimwari ari kutoimanika dzimbo dzamanguva. Mwari ari kutoudza macrisis. So that believers. Tishike pa situation yekutenda mwari.
Can get to a point where we believe in God.
Yes. Just out of Zarwa Maria and Numbu, brother.
Pressure that was there.
It was wanted to drive Mary with Anno and Kunozara just on position.
Was driving Mary to go to the scriptural position to give
him. Well,
Jesus was supposed to be born in the right place.
Yeah. Can there be an evil in a city or in a nation or in a. And God does not know it? Yes.
That
says the Lord God to these bones. Behold, I will cause breath to enter into you and you shall live. And I will lay sinews upon you and will bring flesh upon you and cover your skin and put breath in you. Remember, this is, we want you to look, the four stages of deliverance, the four stages of restoration. Amen. After destruction, there is four stages of destruction, there's four stages of restoration. Praise the Lord. We are all acquainted with those things. Joel chapter 1.
Joel chapter 1.
Let's go to Joel chapter 1, verse 1 to verse 4, and Joel chapter 2, verse 25 to verse 26.
We can go to Joel chapter 1 and Joel chapter 2.
We all, those who believe the message, know these things. We are not going to detail teaching you about these things. You know them.
kana usingazvizive, you must read spoken word.
Vatendi vanoziva
nyaya. Listen kuma cassette please.
Kana vasingazvizivi ngavadzidze zvinizvi. Votirira matipu veringa nyaya.
Pane muedzo weinternet hama dzodikana, get away from those things.
Now there is the temptation of internet. You must
Satan ari kuwandira vanhu pamainternet. Satan ari kuwandira vanhu
pama
Facebook. Ari kuwandira vanhu pa brother pa pornography and all this.
Pornography and all this.
Zvese zvausingade kuziva nekuita zvakuitwa zvese brother, and you can see Satan, you know, hanzi nemuprofita. Pane mas bioscope ataenda, tino remember isusu tiri kukura ataenda kuma bioscope kuma horo kunoona film. Hanzi nemuprofita. Satan wakazobvisa mabhaisikopu ndobva aisa mumba ndobva yaita TV. Kana tiramba uchirova TV yezvino izvi, Satan has now even done a better thing now. Watora wazobvisa manje TV ndobva aisa muhomwe mako man. Aende TV yemuhomwe yauraya vanhu bra. It has corrupted brother.
It has corrupted people.
And those things are done by the underworld and Satanism. Pornography and internet and all those things. Once one go on pornography, one go on the what all up to what
them. Once you have seen those images,
put it, brother.
You cannot worship freely.
Saga,
you have been corrupted.
Saga, people!
Man.
Let us now know that the devil has now put a smarter one on us.
By matters of the certain act number 10 not.
Yeah. Takambita vanhu kwavo takavharirwa internet nema Wi-Fi munyika muno ndofuka kuti anaka kombera.
Those couple of days we were good people when the internet was shut off and everything. Gone back to SMS.
Yeah. Yakambita Holy Week.
It was a Holy Week.
You don't chinamate, brother.
So that people would get on their knees.
Because every time I'm going to get
organized.
Somebody's wakazi na varume prayer meeting dzakwara nenyaya
yenda. Meeting has become a casual.
Baba varuko, mai varuko, vana varuko, everyone is there, busy, brother. It's not tend to any inspiration here.
Thank God for the inspiration.
Akutenda mwari zvekana.
You must thank God.
Zvakambobvisa Satan kwauri, thank God.
Satan is kept from you for a couple of days.
Tedza nguva yako nokutsamwa zvemahala.
Now you're wasting your time.
Praise the Lord. What was I saying now? Oh my God. These things just come, brother. So,
not like I planned and scheme. I cannot do that.
Joel chapter 1, verse 1 to verse 4. The word of the Lord that came to Joel, the son of Petuel. Hear this, you old man, and give ear, all you inhabitants of the land. Has this been in your days, or even in the days of your children? Tell you your children of it, and let your children tell their children another generation. That which the palm worm has left as the locust eaten, and that which the locust has left as the cankerworm eaten, and that which the cankerworm has left as the caterpillar eaten. And we know, actually, this is the destruction of a church, the destruction of a family, destruction of an individual. Those four insects are four bugs or four demons or four spirits. Amen.
Amen.
And we all know seals with the prophet. These are the demons that came in religious deceitfulness, or the white horse rider, or the red horse rider, which is political power, and the black satanic power, and the three forces mixed together. He says those are all those four creatures.
Those
are the devil's brethren that the church is now being subjected to. Especially in this age that we are living in, that white and the red and the black is now all mixed. You know, power yes, yes, Satan yes, you know, yabatanga, bro. Against you.
That is what we are up against.
Praise the Lord. These are the distractions in four stages, it was this.
And the prophet says,
obviously, you know, when the devil raises up a storm and comes like a flood, Isaiah 59, verse
19,
the Spirit of the Lord rises up a power against those things. And we know,
according
to the four stages of destruction of the devil, God also raises up four stages of restoration. Under the lion anointing, the ox anointing, the man and the eagle. Praise the Lord. And the prophet says, "Kuti kereke chekutanga, brother, when the church is flourishing and everything is going good, chiro chinotanga ku destroy apart like a tree, mba fruit.
That's being destroyed are the fruits.
And what is the fruit? Is the love. Satan chinhu chaanosikotanga kubvisa pane any people ruto pakati pevanhu.
That's to take the love amongst the people.
That's the first attack.
That's taking it away. Don't
know it out, brother.
Love makes people work together. The church to fall in love.
Mistakes to be overlooked. As long as they are anointed by love.
People will not count the cost. It makes worship
easier in church. Takes away that love.
It takes the love away.
And the motivation of faith. Do you know? 1 Corinthians 13 says, love is the greatest force. Even faith comes from love. Nothing greater than it. That's why we're waiting for the capstone, brother. The capstone is the person, the baptism of the person of Jesus Christ. That's why, brother, you can see. It's no longer the baptism of blood like in the days of Moses, but and no longer the Spirit like in the days of Jesus. Now, it's a baptism of divine love.
Will be known whether they're in the message or not when they are baptized by divine love.
That's why I'm a daughter. Is the devil.
Hitting people with hate, and that is the devil.
Let me tell you, the devil is hatred. God is divine love. Hatred is a person. Divine love is also a person. That's why the prophet says now the baptism of the Holy Ghost is the visitation of a person. It's greater than the blood, the token. It's greater than the Spirit. It's now a person. That's why chekutanga, brother, chakadyiwa is that love.
That's why the first thing that was eaten was that is what was eaten by these creatures.
You
find food with him and quotations and stuff.
These creatures, they eat the fruit, which is the love. Then after the love, and they eat the leaves, which is the fellowship.
People don't fellowship one with the other. I love these ones
denominational spirit.
That's a denominational spirit.
Brother, message, you know, I can't wait to link my denominational spirit. But now, the devil has made us to recreate those things again.
You must look at the same things are in the message.
Kana mine zvikwata, brother. Zvikwata zviri message zviri worse.
Cliques and clans in the message are worse than in the denomination.
Ende zviri message zvine rurengo runopfuura zvemasangano.
Those ones in the message, they have got more hatred than
why?
The denomination.
Because it's the higher level of the message.
Kwakukura kwechiro chemessage.
Amaurikanika.
Brothers and sisters,
no,
they help us to understand this message.
Abraham says, without that love, I cannot help anybody. You will never agree with anybody. Therefore, the baptism of the Holy Ghost is the baptism of divine love. The capstone.
The baptism of the Holy Ghost you are waiting for is the baptism
of
divine love.
You know, I'm talking most against another brother.
Nobody will find fault with the next brother.
Where are our fightings coming from? The same denominational spirit is coming to the message. If you don't see it, you don't know the message. See? That's the leaves.
Fellowship amongst brethren.
Fellowship. Then after the leaves, and it attacks the bark. The bark is the covering of the tree. And the prophet says that's the doctrine.
Amen. You must know what you come here for. You must know the message and the teaching. You must know why you are coming to the message.
You
know all those churches you are living in.
Same message, iri message, and why do you believe it? You must know your church.
Those
you know,
is what gives you power and strength to overcome the enemy.
And you don't know why you are coming, brother. It means you have no strength. You overcome the devil by knowing why you are coming to the message. That's your back, that's your doctrine, that's your covering.
That is the next thing that the enemy
then
eats.
After that he goes to the roots.
Then
now
then the tree dries up.
But listen. All these things.
When God is restoring these things,
top.
He doesn't start from the top.
From the bottom.
He starts from the bottom.
He starts from the roots. Going up. The devil destroys from the top, going down. So God restores starting from the bottom. He starts from the roots. Your predestination, you must know why you are here. You must know your predestination.
This is why I'm
understanding the message is what restores you back to be a son of God.
We must study the message and understand it. And those know
I'm Christo, yes, you know.
That is what makes you a Christian.
The church says no Christian is any stronger or any more powerful than their knowledge of and adherence to the word of God.
See, then
God now starts restoring from the roots back to the bark and back to the leaves again. And then the last thing, you know, is that love again.
Now then the last thing that's restored is the love. Love is the first
that's
thing.
That's why before the rapture, we must have a restoration of the capstone divine love. The person of Christ visiting and baptizing us again.
Amen.
And the prophet says, just remember, Bururia, and the Nagatanga Putin, that I got a blow. But Nagasha, Nigana, did not put it.
I noticed I didn't have my gun.
Nikaez, that was not a full name, no, it does say. When in that helpless position, and the baptism on me, that took away all the hatred which I had. You can listen, brother, that's what the bride is going to have before them. The four stages of destruction and the four stages of restoration. Verse 7. So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a shaking, and the bones came together, bone to his bone. That's unity among the bride. Brothers, you know, this is not even natural things. My soul said, my bees, all everything. Shiri, my shuram, everything.
That shows that there is a cohesion and a unity that is given by God.
Therefore, you can see, we cannot expect the church
to get to that unity and love.
When you got God's nature, God's spirit, God's things, then it means
if you've got the spirit of God, we get to that unity and we get to forgiving one another.
He's
not somebody that doesn't make mistakes. He's a redeemed, forgiven someone.
And
if you
you've understood forgiveness, you will forgive just like God.
Then we are going to have a shaking, brother, a revival. Bone to bone, you are going to look for your other place and socket and fit in there. When I beheld the sinews, the flesh came upon them, the skin covered them, but there was no breath in them. To me, it shows the last part of the message when the prophet is gone, where the same breath, finally, coming up on Adam, must come back to us and make us now a church.
The last thing is the breath that came down on Adam must come to the church and make us the true, correct church we should be.
Andrew McCona, I'm just wanting to move very fast so that I can go. And you can see the four stages of restoration there. If you go, Brother Bram says it's Martin Luther and Wesley and Martin Pentecost Luther, and, Wesley, and the message of Brother Branham is the fourth.
The message of Brother Branham is the fourth.
If you go to Job, let's just go to Job chapter 1, verse 14. And
this is right, Job chapter 1.
If you go to Job, you'll find with Job had also four stages of destruction. He was destroyed also in four stages. The Bible says, and there came a messenger to Job and said, the oxen were plowing and the asses feeding beside them. Mombe ziri kufuna zvakanaka, the madonge ari kufuna zvakanaka. It says I'm going to mazuva ese kusvikira. But this is the day when Satan now comes in.
As iri ndozuva iri rinozouya Satan.
It distraction.
Kuparadzwa.
All of a sudden the Sabians, vabva vabatwa na demon, and the Sabians fell upon them and took them away. Yeah, they have slain the servants with the edge of the sword. And I only am escaped to tell thee.
They have taken everything.
Verse 16. You see the first distraction. While he was yet speaking, there came out another and said, the fire of God, fire.
Do you think God is at war with you? If you don't
discern
correctly, you fail to worship. If you don't discern correctly, you fail to worship.
The fire of God is fallen from heaven, has bent up the sheep and the servants and considered them. And I only am escaped to tell.
The sheep, the fire from heaven.
The only one servant
would escape.
That's the second attack of the devil on Job. It was a flourishing church,
The church was flourishing.
That's the second stage. Look, verse 17, the third. While he was yet speaking, there came also another and said, the Chaldeans made up three bands and fell upon the camels, carried them away here and slain the servants with the edge of the sword, and I only am left. The next stage, the camels. The fourth. Verse 18. While he was yet speaking, there came also another and said, your sons and your daughters were eating and drinking wine in the elders' brothers' house. And behold, there came a great wind from the wilderness and smote the four corners of the house, and it fell upon the young men, and they are dead. And I only am escaped alone to tell you. Four stages. Job waba pedzwa na Satan.
Said Job was destroyed by the devil.
Brother, sister. Amen. Let's go to verse 20. And then Job arose and rent his mantle and shaved his head and fell down upon the ground and worshipped.
Now it needs you to have an experience.
And he said, naked came I of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither. The Lord gave, the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Job was born again. And you can see, brother, without being born again,
without being born again, you cannot worship in such a condition.
That's why you can see Mwari wakanga ari kutovimba pamusoro paJob against the devil.
That's why God was believing in Job even against the enemy.
Because why did Job kuti Job ahambo ndinyadzisa kana zvoita sei?
Because he was sure that Job will not shame me.
I've always said, Mwari akati vakomana ndiri
Satan uyaone muranda wangu anonzi makombe ii ndingagona ndingo pamwe tinogona kumunyadzisa mwari.
Can you come and apa mwari makombe and even shame him.
Mwari akuto boasto kune muvengi wake Satan achiti ndine muranda wangu anonzi Job kana ukamudi.
Boasting to his arch enemy and he's saying I've got a servant called Job no matter what you do.
Ama you must be born again. You must be born again. Because if you are not born again, you will find fault with God. The Bible says, in all this, Job sinned not, nor charged God foolishly.
Lord, help us foolishly in this. Do you know what God is doing?
All these
things, you won't understand what God is doing. You
will
not understand what He has agreed upon with some a conference in heaven.
Pastor Chesa was a mistake.
Do you think God taking Pastor Chesa was a mistake?
Kana win experience kuna madawaita makoresa na unofunga chokwadi pasta Jesu akafa accident ari kuno zvazvisika so zvakatorongwa izvi
it was pre-planned
sine chimwe chinangwa naimwe purpose inofanira kubudamo but kana ukasazviziva unokwara
if you don't understand it you will perish
nokuti Mwari asikutamba
because God is not playing church
yes tasa unopanava Job vana vake 7 dead makwai everything dead everything
and the sheep and the camels and the everything.
Kana pano hatisikumbochema saizvozvo.
We are not wailing as much here.
Tinoti tine nhamo many times but dziri nhamo dzekuchema neadyawo zvake.
And in us we are saying we are in trouble as a nation but others are crying what's the pocket
in all these things Job sinned not.
Mune zvinhu zvese izvi Job haana kutadza.
Then there's three friends.
Pane shamwari nhatu.
Vakauya kuzomubatsira. Martin Luther na John Wesley na Pentecost.
Martin Luther, John Wesley at Pentecost.
Aikona kusa mazita ako manje ndichiparidza kuti hanzi shamwari dza Job. Three friends dzakauya kuzomubetsera, remember?
Came to help.
Vakachochesana nemakotations. They couldn't match makotations are sort of a moon, sort of a situation.
It was an argument about quotations. It did not solve anything.
I didn't profit because mumwe anongotora makotations ake achisupporto argument yake.
Takes a quotation that supports his argument.
Kana Bhaibheri rino rinoshandiswa munhu achida kusupporta nyaya yake, rinosupporta chaizvo nyaya yake yese ikatobuda.
When somebody is trying to justify their issues.
But that's not the issue. Vakachochesana, brother, until
it was an argument
all the way to chapter 37 here, Job.
Until chapter 37.
When there was a fourth guy, anonzi Elihu.
Then there was a fourth guy that came with
who
name
came
Elihu.
And spoke by revelation.
Akauya akataura nokufemerwa nokuzarurirwa.
Which brought the restoration kuna Job.
And that brought the
I know my Redeemer lives.
Until he said, ndinoziva mudzikinuri
wangu anorarama. He saw the restoration. He saw the resurrection. Wakaona, brother, the cycle of life and death. Akaona, brother, how God restores things back again after these things are destroyed. And he had all his things doubly restored. Kana anga ane makwai 3,000 akapiwa 6,000.
If he had 3,000 sheep,
kana anga ane 150 camels, he got 300 camels.
150 camels, he got 300.
And he got again another set of children. Because the first set was now in heaven. And now he had another set on earth. Amen. The fourth person, Elihu, brought the restoration. Like we said, Pakutanga, remember?
Is the one that brought restoration.
Brother Branham says, four is always deliverance.
Four in number.
Like the three Hebrew children in the fiery furnace. Then the fourth one was the Son of God. And he brought the restoration. Who is this Melchizedek?
Melchizedek.
Melchizedek.
Who is this Melchizedek?
A man another appear without any record of birth panyika pano. Shows kuti Mwari wakagara achida kuve munhu panyika pano.
He has always wanted to be a man.
Manifested as Melchizedek.
Melchizedek.
Whenever, brother, you come against the situation, there is a Melchizedek that always comes. Sometimes but somebody anongosumuka becomes a Melchizedek to you.
Rises and becomes the Melchizedek and blesses you.
Lazarus dead 3 days, and fourth day he comes out.
Lazarus afa mazuva matatu.
That's why the foundation of the church is Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, and then Moses, capstone. Joshua judges kings and prophets, and then Christ the Messiah comes as the capstone.
Joshua judges kings, ma profeta, kuzuya Christ.
Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, and then Acts, and lion, ox, man, eagle, and then the rapture.
Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, kuzuya shumba.
We are in that stage of the restoration.
So,
can your bones live again? Even there is a fourth man, there is an Eleazar, there is an Elihu, there is a Boaz. Message,
the fourth message
has come to resurrect your situation. There is hope in this message. There is hope for anything that goes wrong. I want you to know, can these bones live, brother? These bones shall live again. This church will stand again. Your situation will be mended again. All the scriptures have made a way for you to resurrect again. God bless you.
Let's stand and pray.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Can these bones live, brother, sister?
Is this possible?
I'm just going to hand over the service back again to Brother Makwinye. And whatever condition you have, brother, sister, whatever condition you are going through, don't throw in the towel. Don't give up. Don't ever listen to all those things. Let me tell you, there is hope in this message. The situation will be restored again. Why did you come to hear this message today? There is hope in your situation. The bones will live again. The marriage will be mended again. We've heard of situations where the husband has left the wife, she has gone to South Africa for 5 years, 7 years, but all of a sudden somebody hears this kind of message, he believes it, all of a sudden it disturbs the elements at that house, in that man in South Africa, and he comes back. All those things, brother, there is hope. The word of God will change your situation this morning. Just raise up your hands this afternoon and say, God, I believe my bones will live again. My situation will live again. I'm raising up my hand to you. I use marriage to entertain you. It's scripture.
And
the Bible speaks about these things will change. You know what I mean, Israel? They've gone through.
The children of Israel.
Times they aren't one of
them. We knew that they'll see nothing.
But all of a sudden, even Brother Branham says, all of a sudden they are a nation again. You will be a nation again. You will be a church again. Your situation will be mended again. Let's believe it, brother. Let's believe it, sister. Believe it this afternoon. My bones are going to live again. My situation is restored again. I'm taking another step today because of this message. God bless you.
Amen.
Thank you, my brother. God bless you.